All right, I didn't get to talk enough about perhaps the most humiliating moment for the United States in the past 100 years. The President of the United States throwing a global temper tantrum, trying to place pressure on Nobel to give him a Peace Prize, and when he didn't get a Peace Prize from Nobel, because number one, he didn't deserve it, he didn't bring peace anywhere, but number two, Nobel's cutoff was mid-January, or late January, like right when Trump was taking office. The applications for the Nobel Peace Prize cut off. So he was throwing tantrums in April, May, June about the Nobel Peace Prize when the cutoff had already ended. I just thought that was an important fact right there. But FIFA, the soccer tournament club known for, you know, placating world leaders, known for a little bit of corruption when necessary. You can look this up. They saw an opportunity. They realized we can, in one swoop, try to impress Donald Trump by giving him his own Peace Prize, the inaugural FIFA Peace Prize. First of all, from a broad level, why the fuck is a soccer tournament creating their own Peace Prize to placate the U.S. president? On an even tinier level, why is the U.S. president such a child that it works, that it actually worked? It says, in one of the most pathetic and humiliating moments in history, Donald Trump just received the new inaugural FIFA Peace Prize. They literally invented a Peace Prize to keep him happy.
Please welcome the very first winner of the FIFA Peace Prize, the 45th and 47th President of the United States of America, Mr. Donald J. Trump. Please.
The little toddler walks out on stage. I'm going to mute it for a second because there's nothing worth hearing, but he just walks around. Then it gets even worse. Donald Trump quite literally places the medal on himself.
This is your Peace Prize. There is also a beautiful medal for you that you can wear everywhere you want to go.
I'm gonna wear it right now.
Okay, let me hold. Fantastic. Excellent.
This is some real loser shit, some real participation trophy shit. I mean, do you guys remember that meme of President Obama giving himself a medal? Like, this was a big meme online. I'm old enough to remember when this was the biggest meme. And now Donald Trump genuinely actually put a medal around himself. Very embarrassing. Someone says, at no point during the five-year span that Monty Python's Flying Circus aired on the BBC from October 1969 to December 1974, could the greatest comedic minds of their time come up with a skit more grotesquely absurd than Trump placing a fake Peace Prize medal over his own head? Absolutely incredible. But it gets even worse, even beyond the Obama giving himself a medal of it all. Trump then says this was the greatest honor of his life. This is a humiliation ritual for the United States, by the way. Also, make sure you drop a like and subscribe on the Adam Mockler feed. We'll continue covering this.
Thank you very much. This is truly one of the great honors of my life. And beyond awards, Johnny and I were discussing this. We saved millions and millions of lives. The Congo is an example. Over 10 million people killed, and it was heading for another 10 million very quickly. And it just, you know, the fact that we could do that, India, Pakistan, so many different wars that we're able to end.
He hasn't ended any wars. I pointed this out on CNN.
But it seems like the world is willing to humor him on this, and that he's so committed to these accolades that it's almost like it's the price of entry in Trump's world.
What you just described was Trump trying to turn the United States into a pre-constitutional era where he can act as a monarch that gives and gets gifts from other countries and companies. And FIFA just cashed in on that. They realized that they can placate Trump, placate his personality. And it's not a good look for the United States. It's honestly humiliating that other countries are treating our president like a child, like a baby. This is like if I created the Mockler Peace Prize and I gave it to Adam Mockler right away. I'm like, I'm just going to keep this medal on all night. I really like this. Our president is an actual child, and other countries are treating him like a child while giving him gifts to placate him for policy. This should scare everybody who cares about the Constitution, and FIFA is just one piece of the pie.
But there are more layers beyond what I was just saying there. Obviously, that's a broad summary, but this type of bribery, this type of pay-for-play, quid pro quo is the best way to say it, is so dangerous to the fabric of the United States. I point out later on the same panel to Kevin O'Leary, I go, what happens if a Democratic administration gets into power and they begin to take gifts or give gifts to companies that you don't like, companies that hurt your bottom line? It's really easy for Kevin O'Leary to say that corruption is fine when it's helping Trump and the Trump family. But when a Democratic president does this and it begins to hurt Kevin O'Leary's bottom line, there's a massively slippery slope with the president of the United States abusing the office to take in, let's just say, crypto donations, for example. He has this quote-unquote Trump coin, and Trump coin allows him to take in millions and millions of dollars, tens of millions, billions of dollars in hidden transactions, hidden donations. So he's then pardoned multiple figures like Justin Sun, who hurt the United States actively by manipulating markets, the Binance owner, who hurts the United States actively by allowing the drug flow into the United States. He pardons those people and it is pay for play. So when we look at this FIFA creating a peace prize, obviously it's humiliating and it's embarrassing and it's infantile and childish. And I can continue to say a bunch of words about how dumb it is, how idiotic it is, how infuriating and embarrassing it is and offensive to my intelligence it is. But the broader point here is that it's actually dangerous. It is actually genuinely a national security threat. It was cool to see Congresswoman Mary Scanlon actually quote tweeted that clip I just showed you. She said, "It's not just an embarrassment, it's a national security threat to see our president so openly and easily manipulated." The same type of manipulation that we see FIFA enacting right now is the same exact type of manipulation that we see Vladimir Putin enacting right now, flattering Trump and making him absolutely oblivious to the broader asks, the broader manipulation at play. I'm not even joking. Look at this. Our president is a little child. Look at, he's a child. He threw a tantrum to get this. It's like going to the store. You ever go to the store with your little cousin and he wants a toy and you're like, "No, we can't get this toy. I'm sorry, just not today." And they just throw a tantrum. They're like, "No, I want this toy." You're like, "Dude, you're not getting the toy." This is Trump. He literally threw a global temper tantrum, was going insane because he missed the cutoff. And then he gets it and he acts like it's some big surprise that FIFA created a new peace prize. Who gives a shit about FIFA's prize? And also, Donald Trump has not created any real peace. Look at him. He's all excited. He's like, "Oh, don't mind if I do. This is a big day for me." He called it the best day of his life. One of the greatest honors of his life. His quote-unquote peace deal with Israel and Gaza fell through within 48 hours. Gaza was already being bombed by Israel, as Israel does. Israel continued to starve the Gazans. It's disgusting. Then, Donald Trump claims he's helping create peace between Russia and Ukraine. Not true. He's been absolutely rolled by Russia every step of the way. Then Donald Trump claims he created peace between this long list of countries, but it's all so bizarre because every single country on that list, it's BS. For example, Azerbaijan and Albania, he claims he solved their war, but their world leaders were then seen laughing at a party saying, "Oh, we forgot to give Trump credit. We forgot to give President Trump any credit for solving the war." They were just joking. Like, Trump had nothing to do with it. There are other examples where two countries would just fire at each other for, like, one day, and then Trump would, like, be on the phone call, just be present for the phone call, and then say that he brokered peace between those two countries. It's obviously all BS. The Russia-Ukraine war has not gotten any closer to being resolved. In fact, it's gotten farther from being resolved because Putin has gained more leverage. And Netanyahu is also more emboldened than ever. Xi Jinping is looking like it's estimated he's going to invade Taiwan by 2027. And Donald Trump likely won't stand up for democracy then either. I'm going to leave it there. If you appreciate the videos that we make on the Atomocker feed, drop a like, subscribe. I'll see you all in the next one. Peace out.